This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
I can tell you, ask me what temperature is. What temperature is it? It's warm. I wasn't wrong.
Yeah, it's approximate.
He was expecting me to tell him in like Fahrenheit.
Yeah. There's a 60% chance it's going to rain.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mean Girls. That movie. That's a good one. Oh, yeah, I'm getting over a cold, so I might have a few coughing fits.
That's okay. This, but as long as the mic picks it up really well.
Right. Yeah.
As long as our money's worth.
Yeah. As long as it destroys everybody's eardrums, we're good.
Yeah. As long as you can hear every single detail. It's like when you buy those HD TVs, it's like, you can see every single drop of sweat on the players' faces.
Yeah. When I first started watching those, it hurt my eyes. Like, especially, like, The Nightmare Before Christmas in Blu-ray. Just, like, a headache. It hurts. I don't know why.
You're like, well, they look like clay. I didn't tell them they were clay before.
Yeah.
I thought they were real.
Well, The Nightmare Before Christmas, I mean, that's a headache to watch anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
I just bought a TV recently. That's why he's saying that. I bought a Samsung HD 4K, whatever.
Yeah.
And when I was looking at them at Best Buy, I was like, dang. I thought they were a lot smaller. And I come home and I bought a 50-inch.
Oh, man.
And so, like, we put it in the living room. And I'm like, man, this is a lot bigger than it was in the store. Maybe I should have bought, like, the size down or something.
Yeah, 50, that's pretty big.
I know.
I think this is, like, 44 or something.
Probably.
Yeah, it's smaller.
Yeah.
But it was really funny, though, because I could barely fit it in my car, and I was like, oh, my gosh, what did I do?
Yeah.
And at that point, I was like, there's no turning back.
Mm.
I'm not taking this back.
Yeah, yeah. You named it, and you got attached to it.
I did. I don't know. Did I name it? I did name it. Do you remember what I named
it? You were
complete.
What did you name it?
So it asked me to name the TV so that I could connect it. It's a Samsung TV, so I have a Samsung phone. And in order to interact with my phone, it asked me to name the TV. So I named it Terry Folds. You remember now?
I don't remember, but that's awesome.
Or I named it Terry Flap. Flap or Fold, I don't remember.
That's great.
You were complaining to me earlier today about how you think it's stupid that people name their cars.
Well, yeah, but this is like a device. It asked me to name it.
Yeah.
It's more sentient than my car.
No. It is not sentient.
All right, whatever.
Not yet.
I don't name my cars, but I name my TVs.
Yeah.
You're like, only girls name their cars.
It's true.
Ugh. Those weird little eyelashes, like bugs. Those are so weird looking.
Uh-huh.
We saw a guy driving today in a beetle bug. This is a green beetle bug. He had just this most depressed look on it. He had like iPod headphones in. And I was like, I hate that Apple updated my phone because now my phone's broken. And then I just saw that guy driving on the freeway.
He looks so sad.
I was like, but not as much as that guy hates his life.
And then I was like, that guy looks like, what did I say? That guy looks like he is just, I don't even remember.
I don't know. He looked like he was caught in the seventh circle of hell or something.
Yeah.
Just.
That's great.
It was the worst, though. I mean, not the guy. I just felt bad for the guy.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce yourself for the podcast? Like, give yourself a little background.
Well, why don't you introduce me? Because isn't that like how the guest of honor thing works?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know as much about you as you know about yourself.
Does anybody know themselves?
This is JT. He's a philosopher. He likes to ask a lot of stupid questions.
You see, that's the way to honorably enter a guest to your show.
Yeah.
And then you ask him a stupid question like, what experience do you have? What do you like to do?
Well,
philosophize.
Yeah, I ask a lot of questions to which people don't generally have answers. Like,
would you kill baby Hitler?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I mean, not really, but you could ask that question,
right? Yeah.
Would you kill baby Hitler?
Dilemmas you, like that.
Yeah.
Would you have to go back in time? Baby Hitler? Yeah. Would you go back in time and kill him as a baby? We've talked about that before, I think.
Yeah.
That's a popular one.
Yeah. That's an obscene
It's absurd,
idea.
Right?
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Would not do it. But
Because, yeah, you know, he didn't come out the womb and be like, fuck the Jews! You know, he wasn't doing that. I think that's learned behavior.
I don't think he had the little mustache either, yeah, when he came out.
No, he probably had the mustache.
I have this theory that...
It's a birthmark.
That he became what he was because he played the game Monopoly or something.
Really?
That's like the game that destroys all human beings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just makes you into the most evil, vile person ever.
We've only played it one time up in Logan. And that's, maybe I've only played it one time.
Yeah.
Our friendship has survived intact.
Somewhat.
Yeah, Monopoly's pretty brutal. It's because it's like, it's so close to home. Because, you know, like, you're living life and you have to pay your bills and go bankrupt in a game. Yeah, I don't know. It's too similar to real life, I guess.
So I want to talk about Apple because I'm, like, really ticked with Apple right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
They ruined my phone. I had a 6, iPhone 6, and, you know, I broke the screen not too long ago, and that was fault of my own. And so I went and got the screen repaired, and that cost me like $100.
Mm.
And then this was right around the time that the iPhone 8 came, so like 2 weeks ago. And with that, iOS 11 came out, and I'm like, well, you know what? I mean, now that my phone's in tip-top shape, I might as well just update.
It's got a new screen and everything.
Well, I mean, I figured I was going to be using it for a much longer time, so I figured I might as well update it.
Yeah.
Before backing it up. So I update it, and...
Because if you're going to ruin something, you got to do it twice.
If you're going to ruin something...
Murphy's Law.
You got to do it right.
Murphy's Law got him good.
So I update it, and it works fine for a couple days. I'm like, all right, yeah, this update's fine. And then, just like on Monday, all of a sudden my phone wouldn't turn on. And I'd try everything. I'd try force restarting it. I take it into the Apple, or not Apple Store, I take it into this phone service shop, and they plug in a new battery, they plug in a new charging port, a new screen. They're like, yeah, none of these things work, so it's got to be something with your software. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've been taking it all over the place, and nobody's been able to give me a definitive answer, like, yeah, usually...
But we have heard from other people, though, that they are having issues with it as well. Mm.
So it could just be a bug.
Like, more people have had this issue since the update.
Mm.
Mm.
But... It's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm like, because I didn't plan on this happening at all, obviously.
Yeah.
And now I have to buy a new phone.
Because you have to have a phone.
It's a 2.5-year-old phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have a phone.
You have to.
You can't live without it.
No. No. Maybe I'll just downgrade to like a
clamshell.
Yeah. Like Morty. But, you know, yeah, I think, I don't know if it's actually like a literal conspiracy on the part of Apple. A lot of people think it is, like, you know, planned obsolescence and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, I heard they have 2 models made in advance.
I'd say that's true. I know that with, for instance, like, when the iPad came out, there were features that came in the iPad 2 that could have been put in the iPad 1, but they didn't put in it because they were, you know, they planned things ahead.
Yeah, they want people to buy both of them, not just the 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's all... commercialism.
Yeah.
And then they get rid of the headphone jack, so now I have to buy their headphone dongle.
Yeah,
that's what they call it, a dongle. We know that because one of our roommates is obsessed with Apple, and he says he likes Bluetooth in his car, so he doesn't have to have a headphone jack, so he can't use an aux cord, you know?
Oh.
And then he doesn't have to bring his dongle along.
Oh, yeah.
It's like boondongle or something weird.
Weird.
But it's basically the connection from the charging port to like a jack.
Oh, okay.
And it's like this long.
Huh.
It's tiny. You'll lose it, definitely. Yeah. Or you'll break it somehow. And that's what they decided to do instead of putting an aux cord in.
Didn't the new Google phone also do that? Didn't the Pixel also get rid of their aux cord?
I don't think they did.
I thought I heard that there's no 3mm plug-in for it.
Apparently Google is going to release a new phone in the next couple of days, though. Because I've seen some ads about, like, on October 4th, we're revealing a new thing.
The Pixel 2.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I think it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
They definitely want to encourage people to you know, continue buying phones and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technology's always going to be improving, but they're not putting out the best thing they can be.
I mean, you know, I feel like iPhone is so dependent on novelty. Because, you know, in their demonstration, they had to show off how...
how new it is and how nobody has this stuff.
Well, they've got, like, their augmented reality stuff. It's, like, it's so fancy. I'm like, no, that's just a novelty that's going to... nobody's going to use that after... or that game demonstration they did. It was like a... it was like a, an augmented reality game that was being made or something, and... I'm like, nobody's going to play that actual game. It looks ridiculous.
Oh, like the VR stuff?
Yeah,
that
it was
they
like the VR...
them?
I don't know.
Or they have, like, the emoji faces.
Oh, yeah, the $1,000 emoji machine that that has become the iPhone X.
Yeah. So I guess it, like, maps your face a lot more, and you can... it's like the Snapchat filters, but, like, with emojis.
Yeah.
So, like, it'll watch... it'll, like... well, it watches your face and, like, maps it onto, like, an emoji, and then you can, like... do
that's
whatever.
Like, Snapchat is like the worst thing
it
that's
really
ever
is.
Happened
it
in
really
this generation.
Is.
Those filters are so annoying. Stop putting puppy ears on you. You look ridiculous.
It's like it appropriates to the furry community.
No,
or
not
the,
even.
Or the
not
rainbow,
even.
The rainbow mouth. The
oh,
rainbow
the
vomit.
Like
yeah.
They throw up rainbows. We were talking about it in the car ride, though, because we were looking around at stoplights, and I had my phone on my lap with the GPS on, and that was, like, the extent of my phone usage in the car.
Yeah.
Maybe every once in a while I'll, like, get a phone call or something, but, like, every time we would pull up to a light, we'd look over, and, like, we were checking chicks out.
Yeah.
But
very indiscreetly.
But at the same time, we were, like, noticing that, like, all these people that stop at the stoplights, they are on their phone, like, immediately. And then the red light goes green, and then they put their phone down and go.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
yeah.
it was
can
bad.
We just have self-driving cars now, please?
I
feel so much
safer.
I
would feel safer, but
so
to a certain
safer.
Extent. Because,
no,
like...
it's totally safe, man. Computer-driven car, ape-driven car.
Well, here's a question for you, though.
There's new roads, and there's obstacles in the roads, and there's...
well, they're ironing out the kinks.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing, though, is it's going to take so long to iron out all the kinks, and I don't know, I just don't know if I can trust a car that's driven entirely by a computer.
Because there are certain human elements of driving that, like, you can't
right,
necessarily...
right, like, what do you prioritize if you have to hit, like, a dog or a person, you know?
Right.
What's the computer going to prioritize there?
Or
I mean,
even if it will recognize it in
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
I mean, airplanes have had autopilot for years.
But there's not really much obstruction up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, would you get on a plane where there is no pilot on board?
Well, I've never been on a plane, so I don't
you've
feel
never
like
been
I'm,
on a plane?
No, I've been on a helicopter, but never
okay,
been on
well,
a
helicopter probably works too. I mean,
no, definitely not.
Yeah, there we go.
But but it's self-driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to have somebody sitting in the driver's seat,
right.
Even if it is driving itself, just as like a backup.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was like a homeless guy.
Yeah. Pay him like minimum wage to sit in cars. And Uber people around.
Just to make people feel comfortable.
Yeah. Or just like a blow-up doll.
Yeah. Like in Airplane?
Airplane.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great movie.
That's a classic movie.
Yeah.
Definitely could not get away with making that movie today.
Oh, no. Yeah. Still holds up, though.
Yeah, it still holds up. But, I mean, with all the jokes and stuff, all the social justice warriors
right.
quickly... keep on that and be like, this movie is racist.
Yep.
I didn't know it until like the hours before the event, but I guess Ben Shapiro came to the U. If you know who Ben Shapiro is.
Is that a musician?
No,
he's like a conservative
tolerant
apologist.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, I've heard the Shapiro. But is that punch the racist, like punch a Nazi guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well
he's not
the target of it.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the
that's
one
what,
who went
yeah.
to Berkeley and
yeah.
like all this crap. Like everybody's like, oh, he sucks.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Milo Yiannopoulos, but
not
nearly
as inflammatory.
Not nearly as like
troll,
far right.
Like
alt right is
yeah.
you know. I mean he's not alt right at all. Yiannopoulos is.
Pretty much, yeah. He's a weird character.
He's a weird character. And he's fallen out of the spotlight, thankfully.
Oh,
but
just hearing SJW, that was a weird transition. Oh, Ben Shapiro. No, but, like, I didn't know until, like, 2 or 3 hours before he was speaking that he was in Utah. I never, ever thought that, like, Utah would be a place that he would want to come.
Well, it's a red state.
It's a red state, and we just, like, don't get all that much hype.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's a flyover state, first of all.
Well, but that, I mean, like, conservative.
But he was invited.
Yeah, conservative organizations always, like, invite these people to come. I mean, in Berkeley, you know, it's not like.
Berkeley, he was invited.
He was invited, yeah.
But, like, everybody lost their goats.
Yeah. Did they cancel that one? Like, they canceled
They tried. House?
No, but they had to spend somewhere around
$600,000 of security.
Wow.
Yeah. And at Utah State, they spent, not Utah State, the University of Utah, they spent $25,000.
Wow.
There were like, what, 300 protesters?
There were 300 protesters outside, and there were 400 people watching the event.
Wow.
Because they couldn't find a bigger venue, auditorium or whatever.
Yeah.
But still. And supposedly, like, we don't know much about this story, but like that other guy you were telling me about.
Stephen Crowder.
Mm.
I guess he went undercover. He does a podcast too.
Yeah, he's kind of a cool guy. I like him.
He went undercover with him and his producer or something like that, and posed themselves as SJWs or Antifa. Specifically Antifa.
Yeah.
Right? And they were meeting with like their leaders or whatever, or organizers or something weird like that. And they had burner phones where they could just like get rid of them if they ever needed to. They had like text messages and like weird encrypted coded messages and whatnot. Anyway, it was really stupid, but there's still stuff and an investigation on it. But basically what he said is, we went undercover and Antifa was very violent and like threatening at the U, and they were trying to like do something. But the police intervened and they got arrested. And yeah, it was really stupid.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, Antifa. I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's a terrible, like, just from a linguistic perspective, it's a terrible name.
It doesn't roll off.
Yeah, it sounds like it's from another language. Yeah.
I just say Antifa.
But, I mean, their tactics are just, they're a little scary. They're very violent.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, a lot of academics, journalists, they're willing to kind of condone the activities of Antifa, especially after Charlottesville, because, you know, they were going up against the neo-Nazis and stuff like that. And so, but no, their tactics are ridiculous, and people need to denounce them.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they're just as violent as the neo-Nazis are.
Right.
You just reminded me with the pronunciation and, like, the linguistics of it. You know who Christopher Walken is?
Yeah.
He's an actor. And he kind of talks really funny.
Yeah.
And talks
Mouse
like,
Hunt.
Yeah. So I was watching something, an interview of Dave Grohl.
Okay.
And Dave Grohl was talking about how he was going on SNL. And Christopher Walken was like
the host
at that time. And he came up to Dave like behind stage and he's like, how do you pronounce it? Is it, where's the accent? Is it on Fu or Fighters? And he's asking him, right? And then Dave Grohl does his best Christopher Walken impersonation. And he told him it's on Fighters. The accent's on Fighters, because he was going to tease him. He knows how he talks, and he was going to pull a prank on him. So he goes out there, Christopher Walken, and he's introducing Foo Fighters. And he goes, ladies and gentlemen, Foo Fighters. You know? Foo Fighters. That reminded me of just like a little funny thing.
Antifa.
Antifa. Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Dave Grohl's a pretty cool guy.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
He's down to earth.
Still. Unlike Nirvana, he said everybody was like partying, and he's not really into that.
He in an interview, he was talking about how, like, when he got all the money from Nirvana, and like all of a sudden they became famous and like rich, he was like, he didn't think about like partying or doing drugs or anything. Yeah, that's exactly you've seen the interview too.
Yeah.
He's like, all I could think about is how, hey man, I could buy a better grill now.
Right.
You know, I like to cook meat and barbecue with.
Yeah.
I know he hates the name Foo Fighters now though.
I don't know why he would.
He says, like, if there's one thing I could change about this band, it would be the name Foo Fighters.
I can see that. Like, just growing
it is
old.
Like a silly name, kind of.
Maybe it grows old and doesn't, like, doesn't, like, hold up over time.
Mm. Although, didn't Dave Grohl, a couple years ago, didn't he, like, break his leg and still.
Yeah, he did. On stage.
On stage, and he still kept going.
Jeez.
It's like, dang, that's hardcore.
Dedication, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
That's a medal right there.
That's metal. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's hard to come across new bands that come up and new groups that are interesting, you know? I mean,
you can never run out of new music, though.
Uh-uh.
There's so much out there.
You can't. like physically it's impossible.
Yeah.
Because like I remember watching some silly like back when I was into YouTube and before YouTube went to crap, I was subscribed to like Vsauce.
Yeah.
And they have all these like cool like scientific whatever, and I don't know. They've definitely changed and they're not as good as they used to be now.
Well, the ones that Michael does are still good.
Yeah.
Hey, like
hey, what does he say? Hey, Vsauce, Michael here.
Yeah.
But he did a video on, like, if we'll ever run out of music or something like that. And he compared it to, like, a computer, you know, like, just data storage. And, like, how many... It's all mathematical, the music, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, if you give each note, like, a specific character or whatever, or, like, a number or a value, and you only count the values that, like, actually count and make, like, a harmonious...
Right.
Because some things sound like garbage. I mean, like, it's not going to sound correctly, right? So they did like an algorithmic thing and figured out that like even with all that, there's still an infinite amount of music that will come out.
Hmm.
Even at the pace and the production we're putting out music, it'll still be around for a long time.
Especially when you've got people on YouTube making videos of how you can in fact use mayonnaise as an instrument.
Yeah, you know Patrick from SpongeBob. He's like, "Is mayonnaise an instrument?" Somebody on YouTube decided to go and make. Like, they recorded, like, them slapping a spoon in mayonnaise, so it goes...
Challenge accepted.
And then they did, like, they picked up the bottle and dropped it, and they did the drum beat with that.
Yeah.
And they made a song out of it, so, you
That's
know,
funny.
Mayonnaise is now an instrument.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing with, like, so much music these days is, like, I don't know if, like, the vast majority of it is even worth listening to.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a lot of it's just really crappy, honestly. You have to filter through so many... YouTube comment sections on like random music videos will be like, "Hey guys, come check out my channel. I'm just like an up and coming artist, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get attention." Like, and that's every single comment. And I'm just like, how many people are making music out there? I mean, I used to be a musician, but
there's a lot of funny memes about SoundCloud rappers and like what they think they look like versus what they really look like.
Yeah,
or how they'll look in 30 years.
SoundCloud used to be cool, and that's how
it did.
So
yeah.
It really did.
It's so dumb now.
Yeah, and then they came out with SoundCloud Go.
Yeah.
They just ruined it.
And you can only put up like 10 hours of audio at a time, unless you get their plan, and it's like $50 a month. It's ridiculous.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And it's still full of ads, although not as bad as Spotify.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's another thing that's been getting on my case recently is all the ads. We watched Rick and Morty from my Showbox tablet, and there's no ads. I mean, there's, like, an ad you have to close, like, X out before it starts.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe after it ends.
Mm.
But, like, while you're watching the whole thing, it doesn't, like, pause the thing and whatever.
Right.
But for some reason, like, that night, my tablet was on the charger, and one of our roommates signed into his
Hulu
account.
Mm. Yeah.
Hulu has, like, 3 ads at a time.
Yeah.
Like, you have Hulu.
Yeah, you have to watch all 3 of them.
Yep.
Can't skip or nothing.
And
start
it was such
finish.
Garbage.
Yeah.
I hate that. That's like a tax on your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
you're attacking my conscience. That sounds like something
no.
Safe Space would say.
No, I mean, it's a tax as in like, you know, when you tax somebody's income.
Tax.
A tax.
Tax.
On, like, you have to dedicate a certain portion of your consciousness to
a
be
tax.
Able to.
I thought you meant like.
I just turned.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't do ads anymore.
Yeah, you did Pandora. You're telling
That's
me
so
at
sick.
Work.
Yeah.
When you're at work, you just Pandora it. And just boop, mute
yep.
it.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have to take my headphones out for Pandora because they pause your music if you turn the volume down.
Oh, wow.
I use an ad blocker.
Are you still listening?
I use an ad blocker, and every once in a while I'll go to a site and it's like, "We've noticed you're using an ad blocker. Would you mind turning it off?" I'm like, "No.
Yeah.
You don't have any right to show me any ads."
Right. Yeah.
But, I mean, they think they do, but they don't. If I can get away with watching no ads, I'm going to go ahead and take no ads.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy your product whether or not you show me the product anyway.
Yeah.
I should use an ad blocker because recently I just jumped into like the whole, you know, Dan Harmon?
Yeah.
He has a show called Harmon Quest.
Yeah.
It's pretty
yeah.
funny.
I
actually.
Haven't seen it, but it looks really funny.
I watched all of season 1, but I had to watch it on this like weird app because they're sponsored by like
HBO or something.
No, it wasn't even HBO. It's called like VRV or V something.
Huh.
But it's like this anime watching stuff. So it's got like all these super ads and like Japanese whatever. And it's super ghetto. That's the only place I could find it.
Huh.
So I just trudged through it. And it's the same as HBO. Mm. 3 ads back to back, like 3 times an episode.
Yeah.
like every 10 minutes or every, I guess it would be 8 minutes.
Yeah.
But that was bad. But Harmon Quest is about that guy. He, like, just gets a bunch of kids, a bunch of his celebrity friends together, and they play, like, a style of D&D.
Yeah.
And then they animate it after. That's the best part, is when they animate it. Because, like, I would hate to buy a ticket and be a member of the studio audience.
Mm-hmm.
You just sit there and watch them roll dice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't get to watch the animation because it hasn't been done yet.
But you get to watch Dan Harmon.
Oh, right? Yeah. You get to watch Dan Harmon and all of his celebrity guests.
All this.
I think the most... the person he has had on his show that is the most famous so far is probably Aubrey Plaza.
Mm.
She's the April from Parks and Rec.
Mm.
And she's also on that Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates or Wedding something with... What's his face? From High School Musical?
Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's probably the most famous besides, like, the guys from Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. They showed up on his podcast, or his show.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, all the rest of them are nobody.
Well, they're somebody because they know Dan Harmon.
All right, cool. Well,
that makes them somebody.
It's called Harmon Quest. Of course he's going to be there.
Is it a quest for the Szechuan sauce?
I wish.
I'll bet you if somebody posted, because they only made like 3 bottles of that stuff, right?
Right. The Szechuan sauce they made and gave it to Justin Roiland and Dan Harmon, and then the other 2 bottles are unknown where they went.
I'll bet you if they appeared on like eBay or something, they'd be selling for upwards of like $100,000.
Do you think there's like fake ones out there?
Well, I've looked on eBay.
You've looked for it?
I've looked on eBay for
Szechuan sauce.
But, I mean, it comes in different... There are different brands of Szechuan sauce, but...
Yeah.
The McDonald's
brand. Yeah, I couldn't find any, like, McDonald's brand Szechuan sauce.
And if you could, it's probably expired.
Yeah. It has to come with a certificate of authentication.
Yeah.
With Ronald McDonald's signature.
You just reminded me, in Flight of the Conchords, they're a band manager in one of the episodes buys each one of them, like, a star... from this website, and it's like clear out in the middle of nowhere, and then they paid like $50 for a certificate to own a star.
Yeah.
And it's like some obscure star out in the middle of nowhere that they could name whatever they wanted, and then one of them finds out that his star blew up and like supernova like 80 million years ago. So he just bought a $50 certificate.
I want a refund.
It was a pretty funny episode. He's like, no, it was really cheap, I practically stole them. They were only $50. Can you imagine $50 for buying a star? And then they started talking about all these hypotheticals of like, what if on your star it's like a planet made of coal or like a planet made of diamonds or rubies?
Well, actually, there are some stars that have
a
diamond retina.
So they were just talking about like how they were going to be rich one day because they bought a $50 certificate. That show is really funny, Flight of the Conchords. They only have 2 seasons, and it's old as crap.
Yeah, the songs still hold up though.
Yeah, they do.
Funny.
I'm the hippopotamus. My lyrics are bottomless, and they have to say after that.
We were at the store the other day, and there's a girl with the lazy eye.
Oh yeah,
slightly.
We went through the cashier at, I'm not gonna say where because I don't know who listens to this. I highly doubt the person I'm calling out listens to this podcast. It's very improbable, actually. But we were grocery shopping, and one of the workers that was scanning our food had a lazy eye.
Yeah.
And I get through the line, and I'm like, I get back to our car, and I'm like, you gotta listen to this song, dude. And it was this song where they're talking about how they're both in love with a sexy lady with the eye that's lazy, the girl that's fly with the wonka eye. It's spoken. I think it's hot.
Yeah.
The way she looks left a lot. You know? So it was just like the lazy eye girl.
You can never tell where they're looking.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do. Like, I just look at their nose, to be honest. I just look at their nose. I'm like, uh-huh.
or people who are cross-eyed.
Yeah.
And you're like, they look like puppy dogs almost when they're cross-eyed.
Well, you can never look into both eyes at once anyway.
Yeah. With anybody though, you can't do that.
That's true.
Yeah.
You just focus on whatever.
I find that it's often
whichever one's
be your left more. Eye, because I don't know. I'm like right-handed, so I always like go to the right eye. Notice it's weird. I don't know.
Maybe there should be a study done on that. What eye do you prefer to look at when you're looking person? That sounds like a giant waste of time.
Yeah.
Dude, there are a lot of studies that are a waste of time, but they get done.
They
anyway.
Get degrees. They're just done so somebody can get their project
done. Write a thesis
done.
Paper.
Yeah.
No, not even that. I mean, it's a way of...
I can imagine a bunch of grad students like, what am I going to do? What hasn't been done?
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just a way of validating certain scientific fields, I guess.
Yeah.
And, well, and it also can be profitable, and there are bogus studies, like...
Didn't you talk about there was a guy who, like, made this super bogus study just to prove that, like... What was it?
There was the, there was a recent conceptual penis...
That's what it was.
...essay, where these two scholars, they were behind the Sokol hoax way back in, like, the 1998, where they talked about physics as being, like, gender biased or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But they made it to parody.
Yeah, it was a satire.
Thing. But they published it in an academic journal.
Just to
see if they could get it through.
Yeah.
So they did it again with this other essay talking about the conceptual penis and how... I can't really describe the essay because the people who wrote it themselves said, yeah, this doesn't actually make any sense. And if it does make sense to you when you read it... There's something wrong, because
yeah.
it's not supposed to make sense. It doesn't make sense to us. We wrote it, and, you know, they published it in this academic journal that, you know, it just, they used a lot of the terminology that,
yeah.
the postmodern terminology that gets people, you know, like colonization. And
it basically said guys are like a walking penis.
Yeah. Well, no, they say that, like, that the penis
it's like subconsciously.
It's a conceptual thing, yeah.
Yeah.
That it's not actually like a physical, I mean that it is, but more than that, the conceptual penis is like a concept.
Yeah.
Well, that's a restatement thing, but.
But anyway,
it's
not supposed to make sense.
Yeah, it's not supposed to make sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some things they let slip past. It's just amazing. Like they were talking about how like you can do things legally, but that doesn't necessarily make them right to do.
Well, I mean there's many studies on, for example. A couple of my friends were telling me, hey, you should take this girl on her first date to go get sushi. I'm like, why would I do that? Like, well, because...
It makes your breath stink so you won't make out.
No, they said that studies
show... I don't
know,
I like that.
That some guys did a study that you're three times more likely to get a second date to go get sushi on the first date. I'm like, who makes these studies? And
oh my gosh.
Why? So, I mean, there's thousands of studies like
that. Do you know
that.
Who I took on a first date to sushi? Just because I owed her sushi?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. do we want to mention the name?
I don't care. There was this... We went cliff jumping.
Yeah.
And, like, we're all friends, right? That's all, like... I never saw anything going beyond that.
Yeah.
But I was being super lazy that day, and I wouldn't admit that I was too afraid to jump. So I just chilled down in the tube in the water, right?
Yeah.
And everybody went up to jump. And one particular girl wouldn't jump for a while. And I was like, hey, if you jump, I'll buy you sushi. And, like, literally, like, within 30 seconds, she jumped. So I was like, oh, dang. Well, now we're sushi, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we had a fun time. But that's interesting. That, like, who said that to you? Like, if you...
There were some friends of mine. Of course, it could be that there actually never was any study done
right.
on this. But I imagine there was an actual study that they read about somewhere in some magazine.
I bet you, regardless of whether or not I took her to sushi, I could probably get a second date with her.
Yeah.
Just because we're friends, you know.
But there have been studies done on whether or not dogs actually love their masters, and
they love you more than cats do.
Well, why would you even bother? why would you try to explain away that? Why not just accept the fact that, or why not just go through life with the assumption that your dog actually loves you? You know.
Yeah.
Why do you have to deconstruct everything?
Well, I don't know. It's interesting because there is an actual release of oxytocin. In
right.
the brain, but
I feel
but
like
yeah,
it's
pointless information.
Yeah, I feel like that's
yeah.
something you don't need to go into depth about. You can just
right.
like observe yourself, like personal example. You know, like
yeah.
oh, like
yeah.
I believe this because of that.
Well,
I have a cat and a dog, and my cat is an asshole.
Yeah,
I mean that's one of the weaknesses of science, though, is that it really takes the wonder out of certain things.
Because
like,
you make an argument, and they're like, oh, we have to prove it now.
Well, no, it's like, I mean, you wouldn't write a love letter to someone saying, being in your presence releases pheromones in my brain, right. which causes me yeah. to be attracted to you and want to engage in sexual intercourse. You know, it's not like...
Your face is very symmetrical.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
that's kind of like the scientific deconstruction. So when you try and examine, like, a dog's brain, figure out, does the dog actually love you, or is it just looking to get food, or is it just a really complicated wind-up machine?
Or is it really dumb?
Or is it really dumb? Well, that's hard to know.
I have to be in the right mood, because I'm normally fairly analytical, so I like knowing stats and how things work like that. But yeah, a lot of the time, it's just, why? It just gets kind of...
Like, I got so pissed off that I was in the right mood because I have a lot of time at my job to sit and think and ponder mm-hmm. and read. We recently found out that there's some zoning laws in Logan, where we're living, that only allow people to... So in the area, in the block we live, the rule, according to the Logan City, is that you can't have more than three people who are unrelated living in the same house. So because we're renting at this place, and the renters are, they're new, like this is a new house that they furnished, they painted, they got it all ready for like six tenants.
Yeah.
But there were only five of us. They were like, we can't get a sixth tenant because like there's laws saying that we can't, but we're working on it. And then we find out that this guy comes and knocks on our door one day, and he's like, yep, you can't live here.
Wow.
So you gotta move out.
That's insane.
So our landlords, they call, and they're like, hey, this isn't fair. Like, these kids are, like, up here for school. Like, give them some time to find a new place to live, right? So we have to find a new place by December when the semester ends.
That's ridiculous.
But, yeah, it's just, like, these zoning laws that are garbage.
Huh.
Yeah, just because we're not related at all. There can only be three people living in the house.
But if we were a family of 12, by all means, live there.
Right?
Right?
What is the... Why?
Because I don't share his blood.
Or there's more expendable income in the household? Like,
I don't know.
That?
I think they're worried about, like, noise obstruction or, like, party college students.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I guess.
But that we're totally not that way. Like, we've proven that. Our neighbors love us, as far as we're aware. I mean, one of them probably turned us in.
Yeah, it had to be one person, like, reported us.
But yeah, just, like, little things like that. I can't remember what the transition we just did was from. But, like, finding that out... Oh, yeah, I remember now. I had to be in the right mood because I sat at my job for 8 hours reading the entire Logan City Development Code, Land Development Code. I didn't read page by page because there were, like, 360-something pages of it. But I read the pages, every title on every page, and tried to judge whether or not it was relevant. Because there was a lot of it that wasn't relevant, like parking and other things, right?
Pets and stuff.
Yeah, pets and I don't know. But I read everything that was relevant to us, and there's no way around it.
Mm.
There, unless they decide to, like, change the zone,
which
we could appeal. And like,
is it mostly residential that you're living in?
It's
ours is classified as traditional residential because it's an older part of town. Mm. So it's like the all
so
the
no
old...
gay couples.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know. Yeah, you're probably
just joking. I'm just making a joke.
We actually joked about it. We were like, "Hey, we should all just marry each other, and then we can live here, five of us.
We're related by law now.
Yeah, let's do everything illegally.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But we really did joke about that for a second. Like, if we married each other, we could still stay. That'd be too complicated and cost us a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be worth it because by the end of the year we'd have to divorce each other.
Right. Oh my! Speaking of which,
I didn't mean to bring that up.
Oh no, it's finally like done, man.
It feels
so good.
Oh, cool!
It's like, I feel like a free man. It's awesome. Like, but it's so dumb. Like, to get
it's
a marriage
been signed
certificate.
And everything?
Yeah, it's been signed, and it's in the 3 month waiting period now. So it'll be done before the year's up.
I was thinking that she was just gonna hold off on you or something.
Oh no, yeah. Well, she never went to go see a notary. I had to have somebody get their notary license and go to her.
Oh, that's,
yeah,
that's dumb.
It's finally done. But to get a marriage license, it's $20.
Super
parking's
cheap.
Free. Just wait in line for 15 minutes and you get the certificate. But whenever you go through a divorce, you have to take a divorce class. It's court mandated. You have to go
together.
You don't have to go together, but you both have to go.
Okay.
A divorce class?
Yes.
What do you get taught in the class?
So, no matter what, kids or no kids, you have to attend. It's called, like, divorce orientation, and it's basically just, like...
Divorce orientation?
The information was really good. The information was really good. I just really did not like that I had to pay so much for it.
Really?
That really
it was expensive?
Me off. It was, so for the orientation class, it's either like $30 or $35 or something like that, depending on when you file and when you go take the class. If you take the class within a month of filing, then
that's
it's
probably
cheaper.
Per person.
But yeah, it's per person. Yeah. And then the second one is divorce with children. And the so orientation's 1 hour, and then divorce with kids is 2 hour class.
So you
have
to
go for three hours.
Yep.
And if you go park on the street, you only get to park for 2 hours. So you have to go park for 1 hour.
Every city has that stipulation, like 2 hour parking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's
so,
like the standard.
Well, unless you park inside.
It's like the standard.
Yeah. So if you park on the outside, you go in for the one class. So you have to go just reserve it for 1 hour and then go move your car to a different zone and park for 2 hours so you can stay for all three. Or you can park inside at a higher rate per hour. It's
or you
just
pay
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it was like $2 an hour for parking, for a court mandated parking in the courthouse, okay, for a court mandated meeting, $2 an hour for 3 hours, and then on top of that, $50 a person for to take both classes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's horrible, dude.
Yeah. It's crazy.
What is the object of this class though? I don't understand what
it's
would...
well, in most divorces.
You said that there was
to
useful
get, like,
information.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
At the same time, you think that,
it's
like...
just too expensive.
And it's unnecessary.
It's like racketeering at this point. It's just so much money. Because that doesn't even... That's
is
not
that only
including
Utah
attorney
that does
fees.
That? Or is that, like,
no,
state...
It's
federal?
It's federal.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
As far as I know, it's federal. But
really?
Yeah.
That just seems absurd to me.
Yeah.
All these little things, like that, and then the zoning law in Logan that we've had to deal with recently. What else have we had to deal with that made you kind of, like... We were talking about arguments about being a libertarian now because of all these garbage laws,
regulations.
Yeah,
they're good in some things, but
if we lived
regulations are good if they regulate corporations and like industry, like what's pollution standards, like those kind of regulations are probably good.
Yeah, like you can't burn trash in your backyard.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
But then regulations on like middle class Americans, why?
Yeah,
like what's
we were just thinking about it, like all this stuff. If we lived two blocks up, we would be in a new zone.
Mm.
And just because we're not two blocks up, we have to move out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm just fed up with kind of the bureaucratic nightmare that's become of, you know, average everyday life. Is that you have to put up with bureaucracy to get your car
how
registered.
How intrusive it is.
Oh, that's right. That's the third. That was the boot. That was the last straw.
Yeah.
We had to deal with the information that we have to move out by December. Luckily, they're giving us till December.
Mm.
But they said that we can only have three cars. And that was one of the agreed...
Per house?
That was one of the agreed upon... What was it?
Conditions.
That was a condition.
Oh, with the landlord?
No,
with the zone.
With the city.
With the city. The city told our landlords, you guys can have those students live there until December under these conditions. And then one of the conditions was they can't have more than three cars.
Interesting.
So we parked two cars in the garage and two in the driveway and just say that one car is parked in the garage and never open it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the last straw was like all these like registration and safety and emissions on his car that he's had.
Yeah.
And I mean, like the car runs.
It's fine, but...
But something about the axle or something was...
Well,
off.
I mean, yeah, it does have that... It's got a camber problem in its rear right tire that won't pass safety and emissions. And
it's potentially dangerous,
but
like not enough.
I've been driving it for months
like
that.
It still functions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But I just haven't fixed it because I haven't had money to fix it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's exactly it. Like the people who have all the money don't care about registration fees.
Yeah.
But like students, that's their food money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or my rent.
Exactly. Yeah. They're living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
They have to save up money just to be able to drive a car.
Yeah. And they gotta donate blood money, like plasma, just so they can...
Sell my body for money.
I went back recently, but I haven't gone back again.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of students that are freaking dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing I hate about it, just kind of like the really stringent regulations that are put on the average working class people is that, you know,
you can do these things and you can't do these things.
Yeah.
Well, and that's not necessarily the problem. The problem is that the people it hurts the most are the people who can't afford to pay for these kinds of services or things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really hurts us that we have to find a new place to live.
Yeah.
And it's only like halfway through, not even halfway through the semester.
And yeah. It sets up a culture of selfishness. Like, you're responsible to make your living in this life, so it already puts you in, like, a defensive, like, everybody's out to get me, everybody's going to try to use me to better themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just strive to, you know, make as much money as you can for yourself and your brood. And
I will say that I look at my neighbors differently now.
Yeah.
I like, stare them down now.
We're suspiciously trying to find out who it is that reported us.
Yeah. There's no way that we could find out, but we'll try.
We're very certain that somebody had to have reported us.
Yeah,
yeah, because I was sitting there one morning eating cereal, and some guy came and knocked on the door, and like he gave me a business card and told me who he was, and then he asked me two questions. He's like, he asked me, it was very detailed too, he was like, are there five or six people that live here? Like, he already knew.
Mm.
And I was like, there's five of us?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And are you guys all related and such? And I'm like, well, no, we're renting.
Mm.
And he's like, okay, that's all I need to know. And then he left.
Yeah.
I guess he was the city guy coming to screw us.
Yeah, auditor or something.
And he was definitely sent by somebody, because there was no way that they would have done a routine check or something like that on us. I was half tempted to tell him that... I could have at least told him that two of us are related, because two of our other roommates are cousins, but we don't know what the definition is.
Yeah, if it's immediate or...
I don't know. But I found out that if I had lied, it would have been like a class... What was it, B?
B misdemeanor.
I don't know, one of those.
Yeah.
It would have been a misdemeanor for me to like lie or withhold information from him. So if
I mean, really, it's not your guys' fault.
It wasn't.
Well, it's the landlord.
I mean,
for
the landlord's... I swear that they knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I still am pretty confident. Like, we have a really good relationship with them.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were telling us that they were planning on originally to
get
six people.
Yeah, they were planning on getting the licensing to get six people in.
But because of the area we live in and the part of town we live in, nope, you can't rent there. You have to... I mean, you could rent to three people.
Yeah.
Just not four.
That's ridiculous.
Or five. Or six. So, all these little things that are popping up. Having me not trust the man.
Yeah.
Which I already didn't trust.
Yeah.
Just more and more, it's happening. Apple. That's another one. I never trusted Apple, though.
Yeah.
We've got a roommate who's just, like, a diehard Apple fan.
Yeah.
And, like, once Apple announced the iPhone X, I didn't even have to... He didn't even have to say it. I just kind of, like, looked in his face, because he was watching the video with me, like, the live stream. I don't know why. I was, like... home that day. I didn't have class that morning, so I was like, well, let's see what Apple's got. So I watched kind of the live stream of their demo, and as soon as the iPhone X came on, I just like looked over at his face, and I was like, you're going to buy the iPhone X, aren't you? And he's like, maybe.
And then they announced the price, and he didn't even shrug.
He told you to get out. He told you to get out. You pulled out the napkins and the lotion.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, we keep making fun of him, like, man, the only reason you're still single is because you don't have the iPhone X yet.
Gotta impress those ladies.
Gotta impress the ladies.
Yeah, at Starbucks.
Yeah, especially at Starbucks.
Yeah.
iPhone X, it just like chick magnet. It's like, probably one of the apps. You turn it on, it's like.
Yeah.
He's like, whatever. I'm gonna take him out to get a steak dinner. I'm like, yeah. If you buy the iPhone
X,
you're only gonna be able to show them a picture of a steak dinner. But at least it'll look really, really good.
4K resolution.
Yeah, it's like holographic. Like,
check it out in VR.
This OLED display is lit.
It's like you're eating it, except for it's not tangible.
You just can't taste it.
But you know,
it's like Plankton when he's eating meatloaf.
The funny thing about like the iPhone, and I guess with Apple products in general, really is. First of all, the technology that they put in them has already existed for a really long time.
At least for the most part. Nowadays.
For the most part, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day, they weren't.
Like, wireless charging.
Which
face
is useless.
Recognition. What else?
OLED display.
Yeah, OLED display. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that
cameras
kind of stuff
that are better.
It's already existed. But, you know, they're just required. They kind of take forever to catch up on the game. I guess their phones are actually, like, faster.
You know what I never liked about the whole idea behind either no aux cord or wireless charging? If you put your phone down to charge and then you need to like use it while it's charging, you got to take it off the charger. You can't just like plug it in and still stay like close to the wall.
Well, that's actually bad for your battery health to use it while it's charging.
That too. I mean, my phone's already on its last limb. But like wireless charging has never been appealing to me. And I already mentioned that our roommate, who's the Apple fan, likes Bluetooth in his car so that he doesn't have to use his dongle or whatever it's called.
Dongle.
But like, Apple's really slipping up. They're messing up. They suck.
You know, people still line up for days to buy their stuff. Yeah. Because it's an Apple product, you know. It's a brand. It's like
Dolce & Gabbana.
It's like the, I mean, it's almost like the Harvard education of
Calvin
technology.
And Klein.
Because in Harvard, actually, teacher instruction is terrible.
Mm.
Because the professors, they usually just put, you know, graduate students to, like, teach or something like that. And they're off kind of doing their own thing. They're more concerned with their research. And, you know, it's kind of, as a rule at Harvard, you don't teach well. If you're a good teacher at Harvard, you're doing something wrong because you're not building your prestige. Yeah. Mm. So, actually, you know, education at Harvard, the teaching is really terrible.
Hmm.
And, you know, I mean, Apple products, I think, feel like they just kind of take away features, it seems like. Because, you know, with each new Apple release, it seems like I have less features with my phone than I did the previous release. You know, you don't have the aux cord anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the home button anymore. Soon enough, they don't even have the screen. Like, we wanted to save space, so we decided to get rid of the screen.
Yeah.
And people would still buy it.
They would, yeah.
You're like, it's such an innovation. It's
the future.
They're making new pathways of technology.
Yeah.
You can imagine what's on there. You don't have to see it. Because it's in your mind.
Yeah.
So now you can't even look at your bank account to see how much money you don't have because you bought this phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's calling you? Whoever you want. Wow, the president. Mr. President.
Not my president.
Yeah, no kidding. My gosh.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
The Apple's pretty crooked, I think.
But people still buy their stuff. It's it's like a religious.
It's a status
symbol. Yeah, really. It's very much a status thing.
Yeah.
Especially this new iPhone 10, because the iPhone 8 apparently has been selling pretty terribly.
Mm.
Nobody's been lining up like they have for really past iPhone releases because everybody's got the new 10.
Yeah.
I thought that the iPhone 8 was not out yet. I thought they were going to release them both at the same time.
No, they released the iPhone 8. They haven't released the iPhone 10 because they're having production issues.
Wait, so they released the iPhone 8 back in, like, a couple weeks ago?
It was, like, a week and a half.
And they're going to release another iPhone in a couple of months?
Probably just a beginning of November. Teaser. It might be.
They're going to release the iPhone 10 at the beginning of November.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. So the iPhone 8 had a total runtime of, like, 3 months.
I'm sure people will still be buying it.
Yeah, people will still.
But still, I mean, like, just looking at it from like their production.
Mm. Mm.
We made the iPhone 8 and released it, and then like 2 months later, we released another one.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's because the iPhone 10 is supposed to be like their flagship thing, and then iPhone 8 is supposed to be like entry level.
Oh, okay.
Well, but what's going to happen in the future though is that they're going to kind of. I think iPhone 8 might be the last traditional iPhone, and from now on, like, they're going to start off from iPhone 10 with, like, the whole full-screen display thing, and, you know, their usual shtick of getting rid of certain features that have always been there, but in order to make it look more futuristic.
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous. We were talking about another thing that bothered us on the ride down here, about, like, when people die, you know, like David Bowie dies and then his like albums and music all just skyrockets, you know? And then like same thing happened with Michael Jackson. He jumped to like the top whatever on iTunes.
Yeah.
And it happened with David Bowie.
Michael Jackson.
Prince. And it was just
probably Linkin Park and
this attention grabbing stuff and then like it's just that was another thing that bothered us on the way down here.
Although there are still people who think that Michael Jackson is alive.
Yeah. Just on the other side of the ice wall.
Well, same with Tupac.
Wake up, fam.
Tupac's alive still, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He appeared in concert as a hologram.
Yep.
He must be alive. You know who else is alive?
Billy Mays.
Elvis.
I haven't heard Billy Mays is still alive.
Yeah, I was going to say Elvis.
He pops out of the coffin. But wait, there's more!
Hi, Billy Mays here.
You thought I was dead.
Yeah.
You
recording? Yeah.
All right.
Well, I have people over. I only have two controllers.
Play what?
We're still recording.
I have work at 1 a.m.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Or I guess tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yeah. In a couple hours tomorrow.
Yeah.
7 hours.
Yeah, I probably... Yeah. 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then tomorrow I work 5 p.m. So I'll sleep from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then go back to work.
Yeah.
And then back to school.
Do you work it during the week now? Or do you
just
do weekends?
No, just weekends. Because, like... I mean, I could probably do one or two shifts during the week.
But then you'd be stressing with trying to get homework done and everything.
Not as much, because...
Wouldn't you have to be driving a lot, though?
No, it's right there.
Oh.
Right at, I only do the Vivint and Logan.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm. But, yeah. That's why I have all that time to read the land development code and other stuff. I can't believe I did that. Yeah. I only came to the same conclusion that I had before reading it, that we're going to have to move out.
Mm.
And yet I've got all these books on my shelf that you never grab.
Yeah.
Even though you say you will grab them.
There's something about being like recommended a book and just finding a book, you know?
Well, yeah, you don't. I mean, I've got a ton of books on my shelf, so
I could just pick one up and read it. But I just like when I'm at work, I don't. That's like the last thing I want to be doing.
Reading a
book.
It's
because I feel like I won't sit down and read it because I have to get up every 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I could read for 30 minutes, get up, come back, read again, and I just don't like being interrupted.
Right.
And at the same time, I feel so horrible. Last time I was there, 1 a.m. to 9 a.m., I fell asleep for an hour. It was so bad. Like, that's not what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
And it just happened. Mm. You know, I couldn't really have done anything about it.
Mm.
I feel horrible.
Well, now they know.
Now they know. And I'm going to get fired.
They're listening.
Yeah, all 50 of them.
Yep. Yeah.
All 50 that haven't been listening for over a month.
They'll listen to this one in particular.
Well, yeah, because it's the comeback.
Yeah.
Comeback.
I don't know if that one's going to go up or not.
Yeah.
I hope it does, because we went over a lot of good stuff, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember much, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was late, and I still drove back to Logan after that.
It was really late.
What got me there was that monster, though.
Yeah.
I don't remember half the trip, but I got there.
You made it.
I was like, what? Did I drive past Brigham City already? And I'm already, like, in, like, Logan Canyon or whatever.
Self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you gotta do is pop a monster and you're a self-driving car. I was sleeping but not sleeping at the wheel. It was weird.
Mm. I just had a weird thought. So when we were talking about cell phones, I kind of had the thought, I wonder how long it's going to be before it's just like an implant, you know?
Like,
and it's like
a
retina display and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I totally believe that.
Right. And then,
I'm going to replace my eye with an Apple eye.
Yeah.
They're going to, like, cut my eye out and, like, put in an Apple eye with the Apple logo in the pupil.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be my eye from then on.
I had the creepy thought about, like, self-driving cars. If you had to, like, plug yourself into your car. And it,
like
Avatar, your motions.
Like Avatar when they had their ponytails.
Yeah.
With the horse.
But the car like controls you. Like, you know
that
what I mean? Like you plug it in and it has like motor control.
Oh, so like the car moves your arm up
right?
and down.
Yeah,
and
so it wouldn't work that way. Obviously the car would move, but like,
yeah,
if
instead
it was
of,
like, oh my gosh.
Instead of plugging in your ponytail, you have to plug in your dongle.
Right under the steering wheel.
I mean, I don't think that's actually going to happen, but
right.
But people, but you know, kind of these bionic implants, that's definitely going to come down in the future.
Yeah.
And I mean, it definitely raises some pretty interesting philosophical questions about, you know, what is going to become of human beings in the next.
We're going to become cyborgs.
We could go one of three ways. Either only the rich people can afford it,
purge.
So you get like super cities.
We're gonna get Purge,
super.
You know the movie Purge.
Well, no, not quite, not that level. Yeah, not that level. Like
surrogates?
Like Elysium.
Yeah, Elysium.
Yeah. Or the Hunger Games, where it's kind of like that. Yeah, like super impoverished third world countries and then these massive super cities with mega wealth.
So you're saying that the gap between the middle class and everybody else is spreading? It's like widening?
It could. I'm saying it could go three ways with like human implants.
Oh, that was one.
The other one is everybody gets it and it just becomes standard, you know. And then the third
is sterile.
We become like slaves.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there'll be people who will abstain from. I would abstain from it. I'm not gonna. I'm kind of.
There was talk about like the tattoo barcode social security thing, you know, like, and then people are gonna hack your arm off, right? Steal your identity.
Sew it on.
I would be against that as well. Or like those chips that they want to plant in like your hand, like right here in this meaty part between your thumb and your finger, and you can use your credit card with it. You just put your hand on it and like swipes it. It's like beep, you know.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of that kind of stuff.
I'd have to cancel my chip. Somebody stole my hand today.
Like cancel my chip. I think I mashed my hand in at work today. But it's a workplace accident.
It's kind of interesting to think about technology, though, because, like, in Tomorrowland, how...
I never saw it.
Well, not the movie, but, like, in, you know, the resort Tomorrowland, and how they had, like, these houses of the future, and how everything will be automated and do everything for you.
You mean Tomorrowland, like the big club?
No, like Disney World.
Like Disney World. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
But, you know, like... Back in the 50s, that was kind of a popular thing of speculating about, like, how houses and how the future would be.
Like Fallout 4?
Voice-activated everything.
Pre-nuclear war Fallout 4 kind of stuff, you know? Yeah. That everything would be automated and that all our lives would be taken care of. And, I mean, today we're kind of living, to some extent, in that kind of world where we have things that are automated and do things for us. But, you know, back then people would think, man, with all these automated technologies, I'm going to have so much leisure time that I'm not going to know what to do with myself. But... That's not the case. People are more busy nowadays than ever before.
It's like before washing machines or like dishwashers were around. They're like, oh my gosh, this machine will wash your dishes for you.
Yeah.
Wash your clothes.
Well, now people are just so... There's just such a constant flux of information that comes to people through their phones and stuff that, you know, we're always busy. And it's interesting to think about how technology kind of changes us in that way. And it doesn't. It kind of makes you wonder if technology actually makes our lives better, as people say it does.
Right.
We're definitely getting a lot more done as a society, but at the same time, the rapid growth and the pace we're going at, we're like producing more than we can consume. Mm. Or at the same time, we're also consuming more than the earth will produce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As far as farming goes, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of it that gets thrown away. We were talking about our roommate. Mm. He's His family owns, like, an orchard or something in Spanish Fork. So he has, like, a lot of fruit that he always is bringing to us. And we were talking to him about, like, how a lot of groceries, like, especially produce, just, like, don't get bought or purchased.
Right in the trash, pretty much.
It either goes in the trash or it goes to, like, a farm where, like, pigs will eat it after it's, like, rotten.
But then the people buying groceries often don't use it all.
No, for sure.
There's waste there, too.
There's a lot of waste. And
well, we already produce enough food to be able to end world hunger. The challenge with world hunger is not being able to produce food.
It's getting the food to them.
It's getting food to the people, yeah.
And
it's a logistical
problem. I've heard that we're also, what do they call it? We are reaping and harvesting faster than the soil can produce or, like, revitalize itself.
Yeah, because you can't just keep planting on the same plot of land.
Yeah.
Yeah, it pulls out all the nutrients from the earth. You have to get that back in there.
Uh-huh. So it's like we're moving at a pace that's like the earth won't keep up with it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why I'm so for Memphis meats, man.
Oh, the growing meats?
Yeah.
You read a thing about, like, lab-fabricated meat.
Lab-cultured.
Lab-cultured meat.
That sounds disgusting.
Where they grow meat inside of a Petri dish.
Well, not a Petri dish.
Well, I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's just they extract cells from an animal, so they don't have to kill an animal. And then they just provide it with amino acids and proteins, and it just grows
muscle.
It's interesting.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it's kind of weird
to think
first,
about.
But it's molecularly the same. It's, same texture. It's just.
Can you imagine going to like Wendy's and they throw a patty on your thing?
It's like crawling out of the bud.
No, it's not alive.
Well, if they're growing it in a petri dish, like, at what point does it stop being alive?
Oh yeah, at what point is it considered alive?
It still is alive because it sells, but it's not technically an organism.
That's so weird. It's like the blob.
Yeah.
The blob. Yeah. We're gonna end up like that 1950s horror, The Blob, where it like, bleh, like just like consumes everything.
Yeah.
We're gonna end up like those creatures in Rick and Morty.
Yeah, right.
The Hindenburg or whatever.
No, the
when they make the love potion.
Cronenberg.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah.
Cronenberg was like a movie guy. He made The Fly and like all those weird movie monsters.
Speaking of which, we found a praying mantis the other day.
Yeah.
In our garden.
Yeah.
It was the stupidest creature ever.
It was struggling.
It was struggling.
I was trying to clean like the calcium deposit off of our window on the outside because the sprinkler hits it and it just like it looks
hard
so bad.
Water stains.
Yeah, it's super bad. So I tried to clean it, and while I was doing that, there was, like, a praying mantis just, like, chilling. So I pick him up, and he, like, runs off of my hand onto the windowsill, into the window that I'm cleaning. And then he gets himself tangled up in, like, a little cobweb that's been abandoned by, like, all these spiders. Which, speaking of which, we just got fumigated today. But he gets all tangled up, and I'm like, you freaking idiot. And then he, like, he tries to climb up, like, the second step of it.
Yeah.
And, like, it's kind of slick, like, metal. Like, sheet metal. And, like, he, like, falls on his back. And he gets back up and he does it again. He falls on his back and he's just like, ah! And then I pick him up and move him up the step. And that's when he got caught in the cobweb. I was like, you freaking idiot.
Yeah.
So I pick him up a third time and put him on a plant. And he just chilled on the plant.
Stupid insects.
Yeah.
They got rid of that bat, though.
Bat?
Yeah, the bat at my work like a couple weeks ago. Oh, or more than a month ago. There was a bat. And then some of the Hispanic workers killed it. They like sprayed it with cleaner and it like fell down.
Mm.
And then they picked it up in like a rag and like took it away and did things to it in the rag. They like,
yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? That bat was not doing anything to harm anyone. I mean, it was acting a little weird because it was there for like 3 or 4 days.
Mm.
And everybody's like, did you hear about the rabies outbreak? And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I talked about this on the podcast. There was no rabies outbreak.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the same data from last year. There was no rabies outbreak.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same percentage of them that have rabies.
It was
it's been
so
that way
bad.
Since, like, forever.
I know. They just killed the bat and thought nothing of it.
Yeah.
But those stink bugs are gone finally. I think they stopped spawning.
Out of season.
They're out of season. Now it's just black widows.
That won't kill you.
That will not hurt or harm me.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Hold Your Goats podcast. Good night.
Yeah, it feels like we're at the hour mark.
We're definitely
brains
there.
Turning to mush.
And we gotta get back going.
Yeah.
We gotta get to that Apple store to see if it'll do anything about his Apple phone.
Yeah.
Save my information. Very
well, you know the iPhone 10's coming out soon.
Yeah. Buy our Apple iPhone 10.
Yeah, that's what they're going to be like. Well, we can only recover your information if you buy the iPhone 10.
Hello, sweet listener. Thank you. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being, and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it So really, it's what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.